Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with our Survivor Exit Interview, episode number two, week two of Survivor 42 here today. And we are going to be speaking with the person that got voted out of the game. In case you need to turn off your phone right now, it is Mariah. And we'll be speaking with Mariah here in just a moment on the Exit Interview podcast, getting ready for a busy Thursday. Later on tonight, I'll be talking with Dr. Evie Jagoda with a recap of this week's Survivor, followed up by a feedback show with Puya Zambakili, and then the Survivor Academy for the Patrons of Rob's podcast later this weekend with Brian Scally. If you want to get questions in for the feedback show or my recap with Evie, go to robiswebsite.com/S42Questions to submit all your listener questions for the show. And make sure you're subscribed to all things Survivor on Rob's podcast at robiswebsite.com/Survivor. Feed. I see we have a Mariah here on the line. We are doing these interviews on video starting this season, so you can watch this as well at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Here is my interview with Mariah. Hey, good morning, Mariah. How are you? Rob Cesternino.
I am wonderful. How are you?
Yeah, doing very well. Very excited to talk to you. Sorry that it went the way that it did last night on Survivor. I would love to hear from you. We saw you play the shot in the dark, and that's the move of someone who's very confident that they're going to be the person to be going home. What made you feel so confident that it was going to be you?
Yes. Aside from a feeling, two tangible things. One, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, okay. One, Lindsay winked at me just as we were packing out to go to tribal. And, Lindsay is a Jersey girl. I got to know her pretty well. It was way too cheesy for her. So it just made me think, like, that's, you're trying too hard now. Like, we agreed on something, but you're trying too hard. And Jonathan I was in our shelter laying down, and he laid next to me and he says, "Oh, I'm sure gonna miss Marianne." And that just sealed the deal.
They laid it on too thick.
It was way too thick.
Yeah. Way too thick. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit more about your 5 days at Taku and what it was like from your experience?
Oh gosh. It was exhilarating. It was exhausting. I will say the first night we didn't get our shelter complete. And so we slept on the beach, and I never slept outside before. I was really terrified, and I sat next to the fire, almost burnt myself several times because it got so cold. And I literally just held my knees and I stayed up all night. I tried to act like I was helping Marianne put fire, keep the fire going. I was not going to sleep because every time I looked to the left or the right, the ground was moving. I don't know what it was, crabs, snakes. I don't know, but I was not laying down in the sand. Right. I leave day five. So the night of day four, I am like, so unfazed. I'm like, oh, this isn't hard at all. I don't care. Yeah. Big spider over there or whatever. Like, it's like, who am I now? Like, I liked it. It was exhilarating and it just was so not me, So it's like, I came in one person and left another person, in 5 days. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, oh, this isn't hard at all. I can sleep outside for, months, or that's big for me because I've always been scared of outdoors and camping and anything like that. Camp life wise, if you're looking more for relationships, I had a great tribe. Like, we were all very different, but we got along. I don't think it's any secret from a few of my facial expressions last night that Marianne was a bit much for me. But her person wasn't, not the person. As a tribe, I mean, I feel lucky and blessed with who my tribe mates were.
Mm-hmm. Why do you feel like that the tribe decided to keep Marianne, who seems like, while, you know, would be, you know, a fun person to watch on television, could be, you know, a lot to deal with 24/7 under not ideal circumstances on Survivor, where people can get on your nerves, as opposed to you, who seem like much more of a calm presence, who also seemingly would be, you know, very loyal with the numbers? Did you get a sense of what was the deciding factor?
I didn't. I, to this day, I don't know. And I think that, and you know this, that you have to, someone has to go. We lost the challenge, mm-hmm. right? So in 5 days, what do you base that criteria on in a tribe where generally you click, right? Do I think my age had some to do with it? Yes, if I were an older person, but more physically fit, maybe it would have been a little different. So I think just Marianne being younger, I think where I was more calm. I mean, though she didn't have an off switch, I mean, she was funny. You know, mm-hmm. people enjoyed that. So I think a decision just had to be made. I mean, I would not have wanted to have been in their shoes. And if I could personally handle just Marianne talking all the time, I probably would have voted me if I wasn't me. And just thinking about challenge strength.
Yeah.
So someone had to go.
Mariah, we were all very moved about the story about your brother and your plan to honor him while you were on the island, and you had the necklace, and you talked about how that you were going to bury it on the island. Did you have the chance to bury it while you were in Fiji?
I did not. I did not. In fact, I'm wearing it right now. You know, immediately I was devastated, and that was why. Like, it was like, oh my gosh. Then in Ponderosa, I kind of thought, well, maybe I'm still on an island. I'm still in Fiji. Why not here? And somewhere in that process, I knew I wasn't supposed to leave him there, whether it was a necklace. Like, it just wasn't the right time or the space. And, you know, this idea of looking for closure, I started questioning that. Like, well, how do you close the door on your brother, best friend, all of your life? Maybe there is no closure. You figure out how to move and navigate life differently without that person's physical presence. So the answer is no, I didn't. But I would also say I like where I'm at. And I don't know, you know, if the necklace will go somewhere. I'll know when I know.
Yeah.
But I like this path. It feels natural and organic and not forced. So it's good.
Yeah. Well, it was a beautiful story that you got to share on the show. And I know that a lot of people got something from your story and, you know, the loss of your brother. Would you have wanted them to give you a heads up? Was that something that you were upset with them about, that you said that you wanted to do this while you were in Fiji and they didn't give you the heads up that it was going to be you?
Yes. So I did ask, my closest person after Jackson was Omar, but we had not consummated an alliance. We had a conversation and it wasn't obviously shown, but I said, will you just not tell me if everyone's voting for me? I said, would you let me know if I'm right and Marianne has an idol? Because I believe she had an idol after she went away on that boat, because her mm-hmm. story didn't make a lot of sense. So I said, just let me know if she has an idol, because I knew she was going to vote for me. But if she had an idol, that meant even if everyone voted for her, only her vote would count, which was going to be for me. So my only hope would have been the shot in the dark. So he came back to me and he said what he said, but he said, Mariah, I think you just need to go with your gut. And I, later in hindsight, that was a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, this is a game. And I mean, I'm just that kind of person. I share transparently. I don't know how to not do that, but they came to play and to put this thing here. I really felt bad afterward. Like, man, you really put him in a position. So all is well is all I can say. You know, they played as they should have, and it's well on my end. So yeah. it's all good.
Mariah, with the way that Jackson left the game last week, did that have any impact on the way that this vote unfolded? And were you close with Jackson?
I was. He was definitely my ace. So yeah, I don't know. How do you know? My feeling was because Jonathan had caught Jackson looking for an idol. That clip is out there.
Secret scene. Yeah.
Yeah, that secret scene. So my feeling, and he did tell me that also, my feeling was that Jackson was going to be the first vote out. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It still wouldn't have been good for me if he was my, number one. It just would have been down the line unless, I got real savvy and made some good choices.
Yeah. Mariah, how well known was it around the camp about Marianne's interest in Zach?
We did not know unless she told people individually what she said. He's every kind of white boy I would ever want until that moment.
Yeah.
I wanted to see our experience. It was just so like, where did this guy? I don't understand. So I don't know if she told other people. That was my first time hearing. And we were mostly together, minus, a few things. But I don't think anyone knew until that moment.
You mentioned about Marianne's story coming back from the boats and how you thought it didn't sound right. What did she tell the group?
Rob, I still don't know. That's the problem is it was so like when she got off the boat, first of all, she started taking her clothes off and like, search me. I don't have anything. And I'm like, that's just so over the top. Like, just talk with us and tell us what happened. Then she tells us this story and it was about some hike and Jenny didn't talk at all. And Drea and Nick sat down and got to know each other. And then the story just went, it made no logical sense. And when she told it, her speech was different. Like she started talking really, it just didn't seem like she knew what happened. I'm like, wow, this is interesting. Whatever happened and what you're saying are not the same. So that's why I was convinced that she had an idol. I was pretty sure she was fibbing, lying.
Can you tell us a little bit about what it was like to be in the tribe with Jonathan? Because I think that we got to see a different side of him than I think a lot of the fans were expecting in these first two episodes.
So my experience with Jonathan day 1 through 5, he was absolutely amazing. Like, he awed me. He wowed me. He was polite, helpful. When I shared the story about my brother, he got emotional. A few people did, but he talked a little bit about his brother. He's superhuman as far as I'm concerned. I mean, there are times I just stood with my mouth agape, like, wow, like, I don't even know how you do the thing. My favorite was him straddling these two palm coconut trees. Yeah. Like, just I don't know, he looked like Spider-Man. Just like, how do you, I don't know, it's wild. But he's strong in his faith, and we had great talks, and we even talked about our shared faith. We're both Christians, and what that means in the game. You know, like, we came to play, but there are limits. And I loved Jonathan in my 5 days there. I think he's a great person and a great guy. And Yeah.
Well, Mariah, thank you for coming on and making some time to talk with us here today, and appreciate you sharing your story on Survivor. Anything else you want to let the listeners know?
I would just say I'm all for like a mom's tribe season or something down the line, but I really want to encourage the women my age, even that are afraid, to go out there. And it might not be Survivor, but if you want to play Survivor, send in that tape, challenge yourself, go afraid like I did, and leave a different person. I mean, what what's better than that? So just do it. Anybody who's facing a fear, push yourself and do it, and you will not regret it.
Okay. Well, Mariah, that's a really great message. Thank you again so much for coming on, and all the best to you outside Survivor.
Thank you so much. Pleasure.
Bye. Really great job by Mariah on the exit interview. As I have often said, with the three tribe format, there are a lot of things to like about it in the post-merge game. And I think it makes it a little bit easier to tell the stories of the three tribes as far as from the edit perspective. But for the players, for somebody like Mariah, ultimately, not a lot of places to hide. It was going to be Marianne or Mariah. And for whatever reason, Marianne just had the better social connections. And ultimately, Mariah ends up going out early here in this season, but seems like a wonderful person. Really glad that we got to see her on the show. Speaking of wonderful people, when we come back, Jordan Kalish will be here to tell us about what happened this week in Survivor history. All right, everybody, you know what we like to do here on the back half of the Survivor Exit interview. We like to bring in our great friend. That is Mr. Jordan Kalish. Jordan, how are you?
Doing great, Rob. How's it going?
Yeah, going great. We're back in the Survivor season, week two in the books. Jordan, let's look at that history books. First of all, how was your week going?
Week's going well. I started my baseball season.
Yeah,
my coaching season. Obviously, we're in the we're in the throes of the baseball hot stove right now in Major League Baseball. But I'm talking about the team that I coach,
the football hot
back
stove
on the field, and the football hot stove Jets. Sign them some good guys.
Yeah,
finally. We have maybe a real legitimate team this year, Rob.
Is there a Survivor hot stove? When is the Survivor hot stove? Like when Inside Survivor like says like here's the cast of Survivor 43.
I think so. Yeah, like the months before the cast officially comes out in CBS. I guess that is the hot stove.
You know
stove.
When it's That's the real hot stove, it's like when it's like an all-star season and it's like that they're all gone, like when Winners at War, when like the cast leaked, they're like, "Oh my god, Ethan is back on Survivor? What? Amber?" That's Survivor hot stove.
Yeah, all the Survivor legends are getting together and they're
a lot of movement going on. Like, oh, I didn't think this was happening. Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, that is the Survivor hot stove. But right now we're in the Survivor regular season. We're right in the middle of it. I'm really loving the season, and we're going to talk about some other seasons. One of which I really like, and one is not my favorite.
Oh.
But we're going to talk about it.
Okay, all
we're
right.
Talk about it. Not to spoil anything.
All right, let's go back in time. Where you want to go, Jordan?
All right, let's go to the one that I like first. We're gonna go to Survivor Palau, and this is an episode from March 16th, 2005, 17 years ago yesterday. And let's start with a little trivia question, because the Karora tribe dominated that season. Oolong went to every single tribal council except for one that Karora went to, because both tribes went to tribal council in this episode.
Yeah.
So Survivor Palau, Karora only voted one person out of the game pre-merge, or whatever you want to call the Palau Oolong absorption. We're calling it a merge.
Yeah.
Who is the only Karora besides Willard to receive a vote in the pre-merge?
Who did Willard vote for, I guess?
Willard's only vote in his Survivor career. He looked like the Hidden Immunity idol.
Yeah, I really don't know. I'm tempted to say that it was Karen, but I thought they had like a lawyer alliance. So I don't know who Willard didn't get along with. I kind of feel like that Kobe was tight with everybody that was on the bottom, but I don't know. Did Willard vote for Janu?
So Janu did not get a vote. Yes. Janu, who quit the game, unfortunately, Rob, for you, did not get a vote in the pre-merge.
Say sorry for you.
Sorry for you, Janu.
Sorry for you, Rob.
Sorry for you, Robasu. So Janu actually early on in Palau was looking pretty strong. She, I know Tom was very impressed with her before they split up into their tribes.
She climbed the tree.
Yes. So this was not Willard's plan. Willard, I think, realized he was definitely going to be the one going home. He was going along with a plan that Kobe Archa actually was the one who initiated, because he saw that Ian and Tom were the ones who were sort of taking control of things. So he actually went after not one of them, an ally of theirs, Katie Gallagher, who ends up going to the final two. He goes to Willard. He's trying to get something done to maybe get Katie out to weaken Ian and Tom. Doesn't come to fruition. Actually, Kobe doesn't even vote for Katie. I think that was just the one other name that was coming up. So Willard jumped on it, but he had a good exit from the game. He told his tribe to keep kicking Oolong butt, not in those exact
terms. They listened to him.
They did. They never lost an immunity challenge. Oolong did get some rewards. They got some Survivor Trivia Pringles, which is the real reward of that season.
That's the real reward. Jordan, what some do you like better? The immunity idol that looks like Willard or the snake that's eating its own tail?
I would say just for the iconic purposes of the Willard idol, I think that's going to be my answer here. Okay. I do like the snake eating its tail is fun. We're going to remember it. I mean, there's a lot of immunity idols in Survivor that sort of, that aren't so memorable. You know what my favorite one is, though? I like the little base that the snake is sitting on, the little rock thing that it comes in. That's
I gotta take a look at that.
Thinking about the snake's like on a rock. The rock is the second part of the idol.
Got it.
Maybe that's what they're gonna use to smash the hourglass this season.
Maybe when that's coming. Okay. Yeah. Jordan, okay, so that's the season you like. What's the season you don't like?
Well, let's stay in Palau. I have one more Palau question. We're gonna stay here. After Willard was voted out, Karur got to stay for the Oolong Tribal Council while enjoying beef stew.
Yeah.
Most likely cooked
by
stew.
I like what you said about stew.
Thank you. Yeah, I like what I said. They had a good time eating that stew.
You totally undersold the stew.
They didn't have to deal with Willard anymore. They got to watch Oolong at Tribal Council, but they also got to influence the vote, because before the vote, the Karur members were given the chance to vote for who would be immune on Oolong, who received immunity in a 3-2 to 2-1 decision. Who got the three votes? Who was immune at this tribal council?
I'm going to say it was Ibrahim.
Ibrahim. So Ibrahim was the one who screwed up in the challenge leading up to, of course, Oolong once again losing immunity. And they thought he was probably going to get voted out for screwing up. So you were correct. They voted for Ibrahim. And unfortunately, Angie was the one who got voted out here.
R.I.P. Angie.
Yes, R.I.P. Angie.
Yeah.
Very sad. I think
a bad move in hindsight of, like, you're trying to beat these people in physical competitions. Like, why are you going to save their strongest person?
I know. Yeah. I mean, Ibrahim, yes, he messed up.
Like, haha, we'll screw up their plans.
Exactly. I think that maybe they figured it doesn't save really matter
Oolong from themselves. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I don't think it really matters so much who they get out here. We see what happens. Maybe they would have gone on to win the Pringles challenge if Ibrahim wasn't there to be sure. So, Ibrahim given immunity there. Based on what we saw in the episode, you don't really know because with the edit, of course, Angie goes home, so we see more of that. But it looked like Ibrahim may have been voted out at this tribal instead of Angie. So it I guess just changes the orders, like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Very sad story.
So let's go to the season. Let's go to the season that is that I don't like as much.
I'm surprised because I feel like that you like all the seasons. Is it Game Changers again?
No, it's not Game Changers. I do like all the seasons. I mean, I think there's something from every season of Survivor that you could point to. There's plenty of episodes that I'm sure I was thoroughly entertained by. But we are going to go 6 years later to the day. So it's going to be March 16th, 2011 to Survivor Redemption Island.
Okay.
Which happened.
Kalish, watch your mouth.
Hey, I like Boston Rob. It is partly his fault that the season was so boring because he dominated the thing. But 6 years to the day after the episode of Palau, after winning a reward of pastries, Rob and one of his Omotrepi, After winning a reward of pastries, Rob and one of his Ometepe tribe mates found a clue to the hidden immunity idol, but Rob switched it out with an older clue in order to keep the new information to himself. Who did Rob bamboozle with this switch?
You say the first part one more time?
Sure. After winning a reward of pastries, Rob and one of his Ometepe tribe mates found a clue to the hidden immunity idol, but Rob switched it with an older clue in order to keep the new information to himself. So he found it with this person, but he, with a little sleight of hand, he put the old clue in, and that's what he showed his.
I think it was either Grant or Philip. I know Philip was like pretty upset about this, but I'm going to say that I think it was Grant.
So Grant Matos, who has drawn some comparisons to Jonathan on this season. Mm-hmm. Similar look. That is correct, Rob. You are 2 for 3, which means you win the quiz after getting the first one wrong. Great comeback. Grant Matos is correct. Part of the reason why I guess Grant and Rob don't talk anymore.
I think that is a small part of it. I think the part of it where Grant got voted out at the final, 5?
Yeah, but I think maybe it's like part of the edit where he's like making Grant look dumb the whole time, even though Grant thought that they were like best friends.
Like, what do you think? I'm going to keep this. And he throws it in the fire.
I love when he throws the clue in the volcano. And maybe my favorite instance, the only instance that I really found entertaining of littering in world history.
Wow.
If you're gonna litter, don't litter. But if you're gonna litter, throw an idle clue that you don't need in a volcano.
Is it litter if you throw it into the volcano?
I mean, I guess it gets just. I mean, is there lava in there? Does the lava just eat it up?
I think so. But
is it an active volcano? I guess it is an active volcano.
Yeah, yeah. I did watch a YouTube video, and it was like, why don't we take all the world's garbage and throw it in a volcano?
They were Survivor Redemption Island fans.
Yeah. It turns out I think that it actually aggravates the volcano. Not a great idea.
You don't
want to
make the volcano angry. We've seen Survivor Vanuatu. Volcanoes can be
the islands of fire. Sure.
Islands of
Jordan.
Fire.
Okay. Yes. Great to catch up on some Survivor history. What do you have going on this week?
This week, I do have stuff going on this week, Rob. I am going to be on the Survivor B&B.
Yes.
We're recording this weekend. I can't wait. I had a great time on the B&B. This is, I believe it's the same week. I think it was on week 2 last year also. We're mm-hmm. doing week 2 again with Mike and Liana. Really looking forward to it.
And they are on a roll. It was a great episode with Asia and Mary this week.
Really a lot of fun. I always love the B&B. The games are so much fun. It's I love so much is the Survivor podcasting, and I love the strategy talk. I love everything about the show. This is where get to be creative, talk about different things that you don't normally think about when it comes to Survivor. So I love the B&B. Love being a guest on the B&B. And I will tell you, Rob, the phrase game, which I know you're a fan of, will be back.
Okay.
We'll have some secret phrases that Mike and Leon will try to
must listen B&B this week with Jordan Kalos. Jordan, once again, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep. Talk to you soon.
Everybody, there you have it. Jordan Kalos here on the Survivor Exit Interview. After this busy Thursday for me, I'm going to be talking about the premiere of Beyond the Edge with Jenny Autumn on our brand new Beyond the Edge recap. It's an interesting show. Looking forward to talking about it with Jenny. And then later on Thursday, I'll be speaking with Evie. Make sure you're locked in. RobHasTheWebsite.com/subscribe for all things RHAP. And of course, thank you so much for listening to the Exit Interview Podcast. Have a good one. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Watch Yellowstone for free on Pluto TV. All this weekend, Pluto TV is streaming a marathon of seasons 1 to 3 of Yellowstone, the show the rap calls a smash hit series. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Mission Impossible 3, Gladiator, CSI, and more. Absolutely free. So download the free Pluto TV streaming app and watch Yellowstone seasons 1 to 3 free.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.